Well, Dwayne, how are things in Alamo Gordo? Is it beginning to look festive yet or what?
It is a little bit. We got some of our decorations up around the city, and we got our tree lighting on Friday, so we'll be covering that.
So that's coming up this Friday, the tree lighting, because Las Cruces had their tree lighting here on Saturday.
Yes, the tree lighting's at 6 p.m. on Friday, and then Saturday we have our Christmas parade at night as well.
Oh, a night parade. Interesting.
Yeah, but I think that starts at 6 as well.
Okay. Well, Dwayne picked up the paper and saw an interesting profile on La Luz Pottery. Tell me more about that.
Yes, the La Luz Pottery Factory was originally built in 1930. It's on the New Mexico Registry of Cultural Properties and the National Registry as well. It's a unique place. It still has some of the buildings intact, and they're trying to keep it preserved. And they offer tours of the facility during the month on Saturdays usually.
So they're looking to preserve some of the kilns. How long ago did they stop using those kilns?
That was back in the 70s, I believe.
Oh, in the 70s. So it's been sheltered for quite some time then.
Yes, it has.
And people are able to take some tours of the factory as well?
Yes, they are. There's a gentleman that offers tours and takes them through the buildings that are there that used to be used to fire up and make the pottery in there. And he takes them through the history of the factory out there, which is in La Placida Canyon and Fresno Canyon area.
So when it was built, who was it built originally by? Do you know?
Roland Hazard III from Newport, Rhode Island, originally built the factory.
Interesting. So it's got a lot of history in it. It's good to know that it's already on the state's historic sites.
Yes, it is. And it contains about 235 acres that's out there. And it's a pretty unique facility out there.
Sounds pretty impressive, Dwayne. Thank you very much for doing that profile.
Thank you.